Mpumalanga's finger on the pulse of current affairs. It's Rise FM in 60 Minutes with Musa Skhosana.
Yeah, it's been a very busy day today. Just the obviously celebrating and just paying tribute to the sterling work that has since been done by Chief Justice Raymond Zondo. Now, a special ceremony sitting of the Constitutional Court was held today, you know, in honor of Chief Justice Raymond Zondo. The tenure of the Chief Justice at the helm of the Constitutional Court comes to an end on the 31st of August, and a historic era will begin in September when Deputy Chief Justice now, Justice Mandy Samaya, becomes the first woman to lead up the South Africa's apex court. Now, what we've decided as a show, we've decided, look, we know somebody who has shared, you know, spaces with the Chief Justice. Maybe it was too short notice to get the Chief Justice, but we can get our former Judge President of the Mpumalanga Division of the High Court. That's Judge President Francis Legodi. He joins us in conversation. He was there yesterday when they were paying tribute to Chief Justice Raymond Zondo. Former Judge President, good evening. Thank you so much for making time.
Good evening to you. What a great honor to be invited by Rise FM.
Without a doubt, and we really appreciate you honoring that particular invitation, JP. Allow us to pry in this manner. You know, during the UNISA Spring graduation ceremony, the University of South Africa conferred a Doctor of Law, also known as the LLD, the honoris causa, to Chief Justice Raymond Zondo, recognizing his unwavering commitment to justice. And you were accompanying him on that day. It's almost a year ago now. When you were having your own farewell, he gave a keynote address in the city of Mbombela. Yesterday was his turn. You were there also just paying support. How best do you sum up the years of service by the Chief Justice, and what do you recall of his success in the profession?
Well, I became acquainted with the Chief Justice in 2010 when he came to the Pretoria High Court after he had spent many years at the Labour Court. And the two of us just clicked. And during my farewell, he said this, to say, when we met for the first time and we worked together in Pretoria, we just became true brothers, not only in the profession, but also in our personal life. And I think the role which he played in the judiciary will live with us for many years to come. He has shown, firstly, that you do not have to allow your background to dictate your destination in life. And every one of us in this country now know what kind of a person the Chief Justice is. A man of great integrity, a man who cares about other people, a man who takes every responsibility given to him very seriously. And we have seen that live when he was chairing the Zondo Commission. His recommendations will live with us for generations to come, and he will be remembered as one of the eagle in the legal profession.
JP, you mentioned more so of work that he's going to be remembered. And some would say, but that's somewhat of those in the profession, mainly in the legal space. To those who are outside, you know, what would you point out just to the general public to say, this and this and this and this, it's there for everybody to see? What is there for everybody to see besides those who are within the profession of law?
Well, the manner in which he conducted himself, He conducted the proceedings during the commission's inquiry. His patience, his demeanor was for everyone to see what kind of a person he is.
Mm.
And I think that is not in the profession. Probably you are doing this interview because you had the opportunity to watch him live during the investigation.
And I agree, I do. Nonetheless, I concede. JP, maybe let's wrap up with this one. I mean, we can talk the whole night, you and I. But you've been retired for almost a year now. Chief Justice Zondo is about to do so next week. Have you shared notes with him? Maybe seriously, you know, notes of just, you know, how it is to be actually retired? Because, I mean, I think by now you would have come to terms with obviously, you know, your style of living now, or do you eventually come to the terms that you are now retired, or you just occupy yourself with work?
Well, I have not shared notes with him, and I'm going to invite myself to share notes with him, so that he should not spend days, weeks without knowing whether it is Monday or it is weekend, so that he can keep himself busy.
Sure.
But I suspect that while last night he indicated that he intends to take 1 year spending time with his family, I think beyond retirement, he is going to be a busy man.
Mm.
But as I am saying, I intend to invite myself to share notes with him.
Without a doubt. JP, it's always a great pleasure talking to you. Let me also hold you accountable a little bit, JP. Have you gone out to those traditional leaders in your village and assist with those customary laws there?
Not yet, but I had an interaction with people who had shown interest in that, and some of them the traditional leaders, and in fact, coincidentally, last night, the DG of the Department of Justice during the event of the Chief Justice approached me to invite to talk to me about it.
Mm.
I had also had the opportunity to talk to the Deputy Minister, Andre Snell, a man that I had an interaction with when I was in the Chief Justice of the Ministers Commission.
Mm.
That is something that is very close to my heart, and that is something that I will do given the opportunity and do it completely free of charge.
Without a doubt. JP, thank you so much for your time. We are always indebted to you and really appreciate you making time.